Julian Priester.
I think that bell, that the sound of that bell means that we have an extraordinary trombonist on the line with us today, and his name is Mr. Julian Priester. Hey, Julian.
Hello, 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 Leroy. Yes,
I'm doing very, we're doing very well. I'm in Los Angeles, and you are right now broadcasting out in Carmel, California, and we just spent some wonderful time in Chicago. I was there about a week. I think you were, too, playing some great music there.
That's true. That is so true. I had time in Chicago. Yeah. It's good to be have an opportunity to play at home for people who have known me since I was, you know, knee high. And it's just, you know, just brought back wonderful memories, and it was just wonderful. I couldn't have asked for more. Yeah.
Well, you know, when you're playing, it's almost like your ears are focused on the music and the rest of the band while your ideas are created instantaneously. Almost as like if you're walking on water and then the next stone appears under
you. Yeah, that's a good I never made that analogy, but yeah, it is almost like that, you know. You are sort of doing a balancing act, and you know, it gets dangerous sometimes, you know, when you are responding to the moment, and it's spontaneous, and it's you know, it's really, I look at it as being in tune with the elements, in this case musical elements, and you know, you really have to keep your ears open, and you have to be sensitive, and you know, without preconceived notions of what and how things are supposed to transpire. And just be, you know, ready to accept and join in, try to complement what's already in front of you, you know, and what's already on the airways. And I find it very satisfying to, you know, to have an opportunity to have that experience. You know, it's really above and beyond everyday occurrences. I know that's a pretty broad statement, but it's pretty fairly describes that whole process. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think spontaneity is like 100 times faster than thought. I mean, if you have to think when you're playing, it's almost like you're wasting time.
Yeah. Right. By the time you think of it, the moment is gone. And, you have to sort of be there. I think that when I was working with Herbie Hancock and the guys, Billy Hard and Buster Williams and Benny Maupin and Eddie Henderson, that idea and concept was alive and well. And our mantra was, be still and know.
Be still and know.
Yeah.
Great words from the great trombone player, Mr. Julian Priester, right here on the show live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM, KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the Four Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. Well, you know that song you played when you heard the sound of a child's voice in the audience, and then your drummer Jimmy joined in. It really gave the folks who were listening an outstanding indication of how creative this music is, and
yes,
it can always be.
Yes.
You transitioned right from an improvisation into I'm going to take a sentimental journey, and didn't know you were going to be there until you got there.
That's so true. It was not premeditated. Yeah, that's so true. It's very satisfying to have those experiences, you know. I mean, I'm not trying to take credit for anything, you know. I mean, it's one of those things that I just happened to be when it happened, and being you know, quiet and open-minded enough to let it happen and not try and, you know, send it in one direction or another, be the governor or take responsibility for it. Have to be still.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned this still and this quietness. I think even when it's totally quiet, there's melody, there's harmony,
yeah.
there's form,
yeah.
and there's structure. It's always there.
Yeah,
you know,
always. Yeah. It takes time. It takes time and a certain study to be able to quiet yourself, quiet your thoughts to that level where you can hear what's going on. And you'd be surprised at the sounds and the energy that are surrounding us at all, every moment, at all times, even when we're asleep. Things are happening. There's energy. And in order to be in a position where you can absorb and feel and respond to this energy, it takes time. It takes study. It takes preparation. And I'm just so very fortunate to have been in situations where either knowing or just by accident, this knowledge came to me.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful thing.
Well, you know, as I mentioned, we were just in Chicago for so long, but at the 30th annual Chicago Jazz Festival, that is, it just happened this past weekend.
Yes. Yes.
You played there a few times, but one of the times was with your drummer, Jimmy Bennington. He did
yes.
a duet with him. And he told a story about a gig that he had where the bass player couldn't make it, and he told the saxophone player that, and the saxophone player quit. But that was a perfect opportunity for sax and drums to
yes.
create something
oh, yeah.
new.
That's true. That is so true. But, you know, you have to be ready, you know, mentally and spiritually. You have to be ready to submit to the environment and to the circumstances and to the energy of the moment. And sometimes we're just not, you know, ready mentally, you know, to accept that. And I was taught long ago that the only thing that stands between me and my goals is fear. Yes.
That fear that you mentioned, well, there's one person, a gentleman by the name of Walter Diet, who was an educator at DuSable
yeah.
High that you studied under.
Yeah,
and
true.
For him, there was no such thing as the word can't, so there shouldn't have been any fear.
That's right, and that's who taught me that lesson. You know, the only thing that stands between me and my goal is fear, and it's fear that I erect, you know.
Yeah.
It's fear that causes me to put up a barrier between the goals that I think I want to achieve and the reality of being able to just go straight from point A to point B and do it, you know, to just make it happen. You know, there's a lesson there. There's a world of knowledge that can be attained by just quieting the mind and letting things happen around you without trying to influence them. You know, you sort of have to submit your ego to, actually I shouldn't say submit your ego, but you have to quiet your ego. You know, you have to submit yourself to your environment, and being able to absorb and be one with the whatever energy that is prevailing at the moment. And, of course, you're in a position to select, you know, that environment. I mean, you can choose to go in whichever direction that suits you. And it's all by choice. But the trick is to, once you've made the choice, is to let it happen. You know, without telling yourself, "Well, I'm only going to go in that direction with these conditions." And as soon as you put conditions there, those conditions serve as boundaries between you and your goal. And you have to get around those boundaries before you can experience success. And it seems like a simple thing, but you'd be surprised at the number of opportunities that we turn away from because they don't suit our whatever our either taste, personal wants, likes, and that's something I think that as a people we need to pay more attention to. We need to study. We need to practice. You know, we need to practice being quiet. We need to practice quieting our minds. We need to practice ignoring those things that we think that are important for our existence, important for us, you know, to build up our image to the, you know, we think we have to be able to, how can I put it, put ourselves on a pedestal for the world to observe. And that's not really necessary. We just, you know, be who we are, or be who we think we are, and let everything else go. You know, and it's not important to be noticed. It's not important to be rewarded. You know, just the fact that you can be alive and well and achieving the things that you set out to achieve is reward enough. You know, to pick up the trombone and make music is reward enough. You know, I'm not angry because my records don't sell a million copies. People don't flock to my performances, and you know, I don't fill up the Soldier's Field or Wrigley Field or Comiskey Park. You know, thousands of people. You know, that happens in certain circumstances when it's wanted. You know, and it's not something that you can bring on because your ego demands it.
Well, those are lessons for music and lessons for life. You heard them right here from Julian Priester on the show live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM, KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio, on the Four Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. So, Julian, yes. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say the word brass?
Oh, brass, yes. What comes to my mind when you say the word brass? Oh, God. Well, there are a few images that jump up right away. You know, I mean, first thing.
How about if I put the word Africa brass in front of it?
Africa brass. Okay. All right. Well, of course, then you're referring to something specific there, and that's John Coltrane's album that really opened up some new avenues for music, for jazz music in particular. Yes, John Coltrane is one of those innovators, and Lord knows we need innovators. You know, as Charlie Parker was an innovator, as Louis Armstrong was an innovator, and Billy Moore Morton, innovator, Duke Ellington, innovator, you know, and many more. You know, that's so important and so necessary. And Africa Brass is a great example because it was recorded and it's here. As you know, we all can witness that. It's a result of the phenomenon of being able to capture that and on record and document the magic.
Document the magic, yeah.
Yes.
Well, what are your thoughts about some of your contemporaries, such as Gracian Moncour, J.J. Johnson, George Fuller, George Bohannon, and even the younger cats like Wyclef and Steve Turay and Andre Hayward? What are some of the camaraderie, inspiration, or memories that exist when hearing the sounds of these cats play?
I have the good feelings for music and those who create music, you know, regardless of the instrument that they perform on. I don't say that, you know, the trombone is, I have the same feelings for the trumpet and for the saxophone, and, you know, it's not the instrument, it's the music that's produced with the instrument that's important for me. And those gentlemen that you mentioned are, you know, bless them all. God bless them all. I have nothing but fond feelings for them. I don't hold them in any special favor because they play the trombone or because they, you know, they're creators, I should say. I just feel that, you know, we are all blessed by their presence and by their dedication to their art, and it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Well, you're going to perform Max Roach's Freedom Now Suite in concert pretty soon. Obviously, that's a pretty powerful piece, and for
yes,
the time, and seems to be relevant for the time today as well.
Yes, 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 it is. And, you know, it's relevant because times today, and its value transcends the times today. You know, it's relevant to the times tomorrow. It's relevant to the times of blacks, whites, all ethnic groups. You know, I mean, there's a human level here. There's a human struggle here. We as a human beings have the power to destroy our existence. You know, destroy the things that sustain us. I'm thinking about the environment. You know, we have the power to destroy it, and we, from time to time, forget or perhaps don't care. Put other things. We put importance on other matters that are contrary to the things that are necessary to stay healthy. And when I say stay healthy, I'm not talking about the human body being healthy, or the human spirit being healthy. I'm talking about this life. And it's not this human life, it's life, period. Life as exists.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate your music and your philosophies toward the music and all your contributions to it. So thank you so very much for coming on the show live with the Jazz Cat today.
Sure. My pleasure.
Thank you, Julian.
Okay.
Julian Priest, the master trombonist on the show live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the For Locals Only show with Gary Hamada.
Thank
all right.
you, gentlemen. Another stellar interview with the Jazz Cat, Leroy Downs, as he travels all around the United States getting interviews. And he's everywhere. Wherever jazz is, you'll find the Jazz Cat, Leroy Downs. In fact, he was here on the Monterey Peninsula just for a couple of days, just a few weeks ago. So whenever you have an opportunity, in fact, he'll be at the Monterey Jazz Festival in Dizzy's Den, as he's been for a number of years, as a master of ceremonies there. So be sure to, you know, catch up with him, say hi. You heard him on the Jazz Cat Show. And if you want to get more of the interviews held exclusively here on this For Locals Only show on Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio, you can go to the website, www.thejazzcat.net, thejazzcat.net, and all the interviews are archived on there. And there are countless interviews with jazz luminaries, just like the one you just heard from Julian Priester, legendary trombonist. So it all happens on the Live with the Jazz Cat show and also the jazzcat.net website.